gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Oh, how good. And now he's brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Until September 30, Mercedes-Benz Berwick will pay the stamp duty on your new vehicle. Terms apply. I think it's for Jordan, but we'll give it to Johnny. G'day, Johnny.
Good morning, mate. Good morning. How are you going?
Going well. How are you going?
Oh, not bad, thanks.
How's your week been?
Yeah, very, very busy here in Melbourne. You should be here and listen all the media, all the paper talking about you, mate. they're talking about more about you, not about the grand final. So well, I got a few things I want to ask you this morning because it's a lot of rumours.
Oh, you got a nice head of steam up. All right, away you go.
Yeah. Gary, it's been 3-4 weeks in Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And you are already bigger than the mayor and the premier there. I don't know if this is true, but I think it is true.
No, it's not true.
Yes, it's true. There is a rumor here in Melbourne that the premier will send you a limousine to get you to go to have a cup of coffee. And on the front of the limousine, you got 2 police escorts on the front of the car to... This is true, I'm telling you. That's what goes on here in Melbourne.
John, you got a new rider. Has Tim been winding you up here? None of that is true.
No. This is a true story.
Not true.
Yeah.
Hey, are you enjoying the build-up to the grand final? Don't worry about me. What else?
No. You're gonna let me to say what I have to say about you this morning.
Righto, there you go.
Okay?
Yep.
Because you got lost a couple of times...
Mm-hmm.
Your boss, Greg Hutchison, he sent you an helicopter to pick you up and make sure you don't get lost.
That's right.
So you can go to the ground on times. That's true, yes, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
You've been lost a couple of times.
That's true.
Oh, he's getting lost everywhere, Johnny.
You're on the money there, Johnny. Yep.
Yeah. If the Melbourne win the grand final...
Mm.
And present the cup to please can you not forget this one here.
Yeah.
Make sure you wear the socks because you usually never wear the socks.
I'm not gonna wear any socks, Johnny. Just for you.
Yeah. Now I got another one here.
No, not another one.
It's another one.
Check them off, Johnny.
When you come back to Melbourne, mm-hmm. if Melbourne get to the grand final, win the grand final, are you so big and you will not be working for SEN anymore?
Right.
You not even care about Tim Watson or Jonathan Epping.
Let me say this very clearly, John. That would never happen. You two are way too important to me. So I'm glad you had a crack at me. That's good. You've been very, very good this morning. I think you and Tim, you sound like you're singing from the same hymn book. Hey, who are you barracking for in the grand final?
Well, you know pretty well, I'm going to bet it for Melbourne because my father played for your team. And I hope you win and he'll lift it up the cup. And can I ask you one more thing, please?
Okay.
If they do win the grand final,
mm-hmm.
and Max, when they lift it up the cup on the stage, can you please tell him to say, this is for you, Ron?
This is for you, Ron, yeah. Ron Brassy would be back home watching, wouldn't he? So,
That would be grouse.
Well, that's a long way down the track because the Bulldogs are playing. How good were they?
They got a good chance of Melbourne to win. Don't worry about that. They got so many good players, and they all play well. But even the Bulldogs that play really well too, and happen to have a full team.
Yep.
And can I give you the, if you don't mind, if you got a bit of a time,
yep.
I'll give you the one who I reckon is going to win the Brownlow Medal.
Okay, oh, yes. Yep. Your Brownlow Medal favourite. Who is it?
For sure.
I reckon Ollie Wine is going to win because in Port Adelaide this year, doesn't have many players to say they took a vote from him, apart of just one player.
But
I reckon Melbourne got 3 players who been the best on the ground just about every week, and they pinch a lot of, like Maxi,
yep.
and Petrarca, Oliver. I would have loved Oliver to win, but I doubt it because they got too many good players that took a lot of votes for him.
Yep.
And on the Bulldogs, they had a lot of good players as well, but not, I don't think as many as Melbourne. And I think Pontebello got a good chance to win it too, but I reckon all the wine is going to win.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Johnny, can I just ask you a question about your garden? Because we're running out of time here. But did the birds attack your garlic yesterday?
They came a couple of times yesterday, but I went in there with the broom and tell you what, if I could have get at them, they tried to get in to get it.
What sort of birds were they?
Oh, white cockatoo.
Oh,
what, a half a dozen of them?
Oh, they'll be bringing. I'll tell you what, be careful because they'll be bringing their mates back today.
Yeah, I know that. Don't worry, I'm here.
You'll be ready for them?
You get in one end of the garden.
I'm ready for them.
Get Marissa at the other end with both with brooms, and you'll be able to whack them when they can. Hey, Johnny, have you ever had gout? Very quickly, you've only got 30 seconds. Tim's got gout. Have you ever had gout?
My brother had a gout.
Right. What's the. Yeah, how do you fix it?
I'm telling you, it's not much to fix when you get it. You all have to watch what you drink and what you eat. That's all you have to do.
Well, it's no good for Tim then. He's in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, if he eat like a lot of stuff got acid, like tomatoes, tomatoes say they're the worst ones.
I've been eating too many sun-dried tomatoes, Johnny. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I heard you say that. So that's why probably you get it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, where you get your gout? On your toe or on your knee?
Yeah, no, my toes. Right at the end of my feet. Yeah. big toe.
Yeah, he said, if you go to the doctor, they said, there is some doctor that give you special tablet to take for 6 months.
Okay, he's I'll try that, tablets. Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, you've lightened up the day today. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you. See you, mate. I hope Melbourne win, okay?
Go on, you, Johnny.
Johnny, someone suggested that was a spud-like roast of me, and that's the greatest compliment you can be paid, Johnny. Beautifully done.